Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Like many teenage girls, discovering Madonna was a big deal for Sonia Kamal. Actually, it was a really big deal, especially because it was forbidden. That's because Sonia was born in Pakistan to a Muslim family where Western culture, and especially Madonna, were not considered good examples for a Muslim girl. Sonia wrote about her experience in an essay for a book called Madonna and Me, Women Writers on the Queen of Pop. She joins us by phone from her home in Atlanta, Georgia today. Sonia Kamal, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John.
You write in your essay, and I'll quote you here, "Madonna made my today possible." How?
Madonna has been a huge influence from the very first time I was introduced to her. First, because I thought she sounded like a mouse, so I wasn't able to forget her that easily. But just over the years also, just what she represented for me, which was a different way of looking at sexuality and being sexual. I mean, before then, sexy, as I say in my piece, also was sort of a four-letter word, a bad word in my family. It wasn't something, you know, girls were supposed to be. I was in school in Saudi Arabia, and people were calling her sexy. And suddenly trying to equate those two words, and that sexy might not necessarily be something bad, it's colored my whole life in many respects and made me who I am.
So how old were you when you first encountered Madonna's music?
You know, I think, John, I was around 11 or 12. I think it was the sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And I was at a friend's house, and she said, here, you have to listen to this new singer. And she turned on a song, and it was Like a Virgin. And literally, we were jumping up and down on the bed, and it was all very thrilling.
This was your friend Shannon, who was from Ireland, right?
Yes.
I'm just trying to imagine how shocking this must be to the 11 or 12-year-old you to, you know, go into your Irish friend's bedroom and she's playing this song, Like a Virgin, and singing it out loud. And this, I mean, virgin is another one of those words that you would never have said in front of your parents, right?
Yeah, there were a lot of words I would never have said, virgin, sexy, even kiss or boyfriend. Or I came from a conservative family, so for my Pakistani family, these words were taboo in many respects.
So hearing a song like this one, this early hit from Madonna, Like a Virgin, would have been a big surprise. Madonna's Like a Virgin, title track from her 1984 record. Of course, 1983, we got the first Madonna record. That was 30 years ago. It's the occasion for our Madonna Week on Soundcheck. And I'm speaking with Sonia Kamal, writer based nowadays in Atlanta, Georgia. Her debut novel is due out next year. And she wrote about her experience with Madonna, a formative one, as it turns out, for the 2012 book called Madonna and Me, Women Writers on the Queen of Pop. This wouldn't have been, you're going to an international school, traveling internationally, this wouldn't have been your first exposure, Sonia, to Western culture. What was it about Madonna that was so kind of powerful and formative for you?
I think with Madonna, as much as the song, the lyrics, the words, virgin, etc., were very shocking, for me it was especially when another friend bought in from, she bought it from America, the VHS tape of Madonna's Virgin Tour. And I remember we were sitting in my living room the first time we watched it, and it was just, It was, I was, I mean, I think I'm still a little speechless when I think back of that. It was just such a momentous moment for me, because I was like, who is this person? It was just something else.
So you write in your essay, you quote your mom saying something to the effect of, do you think you're Madonna? Because you're, like, dressing like her, you know, imitating the... So was her fashion sense as important to you as the music?
For me, it wasn't so much fashion, really, as much as what wearing the things that she was wearing sort of meant. And for me, I think it meant going beyond the bounds of borders and boundaries that are inflicted or forced upon you without maybe you even knowing that they are, but just your finding your own steps to crossing them. And I think clothing, in as much as clothing can be, is often, especially for girls, very much the first footsteps you find towards getting out of your own body, your own spirit, and finding clothes that you want to wear rather than those purchased by your parents.
Mm. So it's an early mm-hmm. form of self-expression.
Self-expression and even finding yourself.
So you yeah. talked about, you know, having that VHS tape and watching it at home. So what did Dad think about it when he found out?
People intrude, or people come upon you at the most inopportune moments. I mean, everything was fine, and suddenly Madonna's in the middle of her two backup singers, and they're grinding against her, and my father walks into the living room. And he was like, he was not happy. He was not happy. So, so yeah, actually, the tape was banned from my home after that. But I think Madonna had, in a way, taught me what she wanted me to learn by that point, because I kept playing it. So...
So this is a song that is from that tour that was memorialized on the VHS Forbidden in Sonia Kamal's home. The song is Dress You Up by Madonna. Madonna, the song Dress You Up, and that's one of the songs she did on the Like a Virgin tour, which was filmed for VHS. Now, you also write in your piece, and again, the piece is from this 2012 book of collected essays called Madonna and Me, Women Writers on the Queen of Pop. You write about surreptitiously slow dancing with a boy to Madonna's Crazy for You. Now, that would have broken every rule in the house, I'm guessing.
Oh, no. Yes. It would have broken every rule in the house. It probably still will.
Well, now that leads me to a follow-up question, Sonia, which is, you know, were your mom and dad's worries, were they well-founded? I mean, did Madonna sort of lead you down a pathway away from virtue and off to some, well, it led you to another part of the world, right?
You know, I think virtue is often relative. What is virtuous for one can be awful for someone else. I think for my parents, the fact that I was beginning to dress like Madonna, or at least dress more like who I thought I was, I think I definitely now, as a parent myself, see their worries from different eyes mm-hmm. and appreciate their worries more. I think back then I didn't know what they were worrying about, because I think there are absolute rights and wrongs, but there are some which are not so absolute sometimes. And I think a lot of cultures, whether they're more conservative, whether they're more liberal, whether it's a girl in the East who decides that she wants to, you know, slow dance with a boy at a party, or it's a girl from the West who decides that, you know, she wants to remain a virgin till she gets married, which can raise quite a few brows in the West, in the Western mm-hmm. culture. I think it's just different modes of morality, which is part of teenage rebellion and even growing up, which I think parents maybe need to give their kids a little more room to come into and find out for themselves.
So do you, Sonia, do you play Madonna for your kids? Do you still listen to Madonna yourself?
Yeah, I do. And when we're in the radio, I have three kids, and whenever Madonna comes up, you know, my kids know enough now, they recognize her voice to say, oh, is that Madonna? So, so yeah.
All right. Sonia Kamal is a writer based in Atlanta, Georgia. Her debut novel is due out next year, and she wrote about Madonna for this book called Madonna and Me, Women Writers on the Queen of Pop. And Sonia, thank you for sharing your sort of mega Madonna moment with us.
Thank you so much, John, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Crazy.